Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me, Lord, I need you to hide me. Oh, hide me.
Thank you, Jesus. He deserves the glory and the honor. It all belongs to him. Hallelujah. Thank God for that song. That's our theme song. I just want to praise you. You know, the Lord is so good to us. Even when we don't deserve it, he's good to us. I praise God for him. And he deserves the glory and honor. That's why we're here, to give him praise. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we come today to give praise to God. And we I am so excited. We have a young lady that's going to be the guest for today. And I've watched this young lady from birth to now, and she has grown to be an extraordinary woman of God. God is just has her on display, and I'm so proud of her, Sister Courtney Smith. But right now, we're just going to open up the session with prayer from my honey. Honey, would you pray for us?
Rejoice. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we just thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We declare that we will rejoice and be glad in it because you have been so good. Your mercy is everlasting. It's renewed every morning. And we just have so much to thank you for. And that's why we're here together today, Lord, to give you praise and to thank you for all that you've done. And to thank you in advance for all that you said that you will do for us. We know that your promises are yea and amen, that your word cannot come back to you void. So every promise that you've declared, we just expect it and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, even for this time of prayer, how that you have given us the vessel of prayer to come boldly before your throne that we may obtain mercy. We thank you, Lord God, even how you declared that we don't know even how to pray, but that you've given us the Holy Ghost that makes intercession for us through moanings and groanings. And right now, we just yield to you, Holy Ghost, to intercede for us in the name of Jesus. Father, you know every need that we have. You know every situation that every listener is going through. Every listener today, every listener that will join in the archives. In the name of Jesus, our prayer is that words will be spoken this day that will heal someone, that will lift up someone, that will encourage someone, that will cause someone to turn around, that will cause someone to turn to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that words today will just cause someone to know that you are their source and that they will never again wander throughout this world seeking answers and love and solutions in all the wrong places, but to know that their source is just found at the center of your will. Father, we just thank you. Encourage, Lord God, and anoint every word that is spoken today, every request that may be made. Lord God, honor it. Listen, Lord God, with your ear of mercy and your hand of power to answer every prayer. Bless the host, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even let there be strong encouragement on her behalf. And Father, even the owner of this time, let there be strong encouragement and blessing on her behalf. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, honey, for that powerful prayer. And we receive it in Jesus' name. And we're not going to belabor it any longer. We're going to bring the Courtney on. I'm just so elated that she has agreed to join us today, because I just want our listeners to know that in the church world, we sometimes have secluded ourselves, and we're just among ourselves, because the scripture says that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But don't you know that if we don't go out into the world, that they will not be able to see what God is doing for us? They may not come into the church. They may not come to the places that we go to. Sometimes we have to go out into those places so that God can be displayed, so that the things that he's doing for us, things that the scripture says that men will see and desire him. Well, if God is doing this, you know, then it's not what I thought it is. Let me come and see what's happening. So that's why I praise God for Courtney, and affectionately known as Coco. And I'm going to bring her on right now. And Courtney, are you there? Hello? Okay, well, she may be away from the phone right now, but I just praise God for this young lady. Like I said, her mother and I, our families have been friends for years. We were in the same church when we were in Chicago. And Courtney, I knew her when she was in the womb, before she knew herself. And she has just been such an inspiration. I remember one time telling her mother, I want a Coco, because I don't have any girls, but I could see the grace and just the godliness in her. Not that she's done, you know, everything that we would say is safe, but I'm coming to realize that we our children have to grow and mature in God, just like we did. Just like God was able to bring us to his saving grace, that's what God does for our children. And we just have to trust him that that's what he's doing. But the things that I've seen of Courtney have been godly. She is, like I said, an awesome woman. Are you there, Courtney? She has just been an awesome woman of God, and I praise God for her. We have another caller. Let's see. I believe it is my son. Are you there, caller 919? Are you there, Jonathan? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. This is my son, an awesome man, an awesome father, and a recent graduate of the University of North Carolina. Oh, we are so proud of him. He has grown. He's our youngest child, my baby. He doesn't like for me to say that, but he has grown to be just an awesome man. He's been awesome since he's been in the world, but he's even more awesome, and it's because of God, and I thank God for him. Jonathan, would you like to say something? I'm sorry, Mom, put you on the spot, but.
Yeah, you definitely can't put me on the spot. I just think this is a really cool thing that, you know, you're doing, giving our testimony so everybody can hear. Like you said, you know, the world isn't going to know unless we present it to them. And, you know, I thank God for you for being that avenue for me to give my testimony. I'm speaking my, this particular testimony into existence of me getting a job that I just recently applied for and interviewed for. I'm going into my second interview on next Tuesday, so I'm thanking and praising God for this job because He knows what I needed. But I just want to thank you, Mom, for just being such a blessing to me. You know, you're a praying mother and a grandmother, and you know, me, my son, all your grandbabies can all appreciate it. Well, you know, more so me than them, but they will appreciate it in the future. And I just thank God for you and Dad. Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, you're a recent
actor. I wasn't expecting to be on there.
I know you weren't, but Courtney is, she called in, but she's not on the line. So I just wanted to, I saw that you had called. I just wanted to give you an opportunity because God has just been so good when you graduated. Well, first of all, tell us about John. Share with the radio audience how you were able to go to a prestigious high school without us paying little to nothing.
Well, when we moved from the part or the house that we, or the apartment that we were in, we moved out of the district for the current high school that I was at, and the only way for me to continue going to that school would be to join the ROTC program. But one of the requirements for that was to, as you know, to cut my hair, and I wasn't trying to hear that at that point in time. So my alternative was another high school that you and Dad didn't approve of, apparently. And earlier that year, my freshman year, I was at a wrestling tournament, and that's where I really met my club high school wrestling coaches, Randy Dennis and Stan Chambers. I had missed the weigh-ins at that tournament. It's not really important, but those two coaches fought for me to get into the tournament. The procedure or whatever, they got me in. They're the reason why I was able to compete in that tournament. And so since then, I just have developed and been in a relationship with them. You know, I joined their wrestling club, and my talent just really took off once I got involved with them. And so once I was out of the district and I was available to go to that school, I pretty much just, God just provided an opportunity for me. Since then, He had something in the works for me that, you know, I had no idea of. But once that summer hit, you know, He got in touch with me and talked to my parents. My coach's name is Randy Dennis. Talked with them and pretty much told me that you're going to go to this private school and you're not going to pay a dime for it. Now, me, I was...
Yeah.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah. I was, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, so I didn't understand completely what was going on. I just knew I had to go to a different school. But hindsight, I would ask different people at that school. I mean, I knew what the tuition was, and, you know, it was definitely a hefty price to go there. And they have parents that send their children there. Not just their one child, but their children there. So a lot of those people, there's a lot that are very affluent over there. And I was able to receive a great education from the high school that I went to. And that just opened up many doors to the next level in college. Not only did I go to a private school where, you know, the teaching was great, but I also performed well. So, you know, in addition to that, you know, that definitely looked good on my resume going into college of, you know, what choice I had. So God just had something in the plans for me, and, you know, we don't always know it. I definitely fought going to Cardinal Gibbons because it was a new atmosphere. It was pretty much me, the lone black kid in this big white school, and I was leaving all my friends. You know, I didn't know anybody. You know, being a teenager, I definitely didn't want to do it, but I'm glad that I and my parents followed through what God had destined for me. It's worked out for the best.
Yes, a very affluent school, Cardinal Gibbons, here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it just how God worked that thing out, to add on to what John was saying, Randy spoke with us because we were fighting to keep Jonathan in Cary High. We moved here and we did our research, and that was the school that best fit athletically and scholastically what we wanted for our sons. And so we definitely were fighting. We were fighting to keep John in there. And one day when I was bringing John to practice, Randy was out in the parking lot, and he talked with me, and he told me, he said, "We want John here. This would be the best place for him. And, you know, if you guys are not able to get John back into Cary, then we have people that will sponsor him to go to the school." I called my husband at work. I said, "We're not fighting anymore for John to go to Cary. Randy has it set up for John to go to Cardinal Gibbons." And it was God using him to bring him to that place. Oh, God is just so awesome. Just words just cannot convey the feelings that I have for the blessings that God has given us. He's just an awesome God. And then, John, to my dismay, decided to go away to school. And you went to Nebraska. Oh, God,
go
it was
Huskers.
Just, okay.
I said, go
What'd
Huskers.
You say, John?
I said, go
yes.
Huskers.
Yes. So John went there, and he continued to do well. He made the dean's list, and but something else happened. John, do you want to tell it, or you want me to tell it? It's your testimony. You tell it.
All right. I received news that I was going to be a father 2 weeks into my college career. And at that point in time, you know, I had all types of ideas going through my head, whether I was going to, you know, stay in school, or not necessarily stay in school, but stay in Nebraska, or go home and try to go to school. And at that point in time, talking with my parents and my coaches and other individuals in my circle that I seek counsel in, I made the decision to stay in Nebraska. I thought that would be the best decision for my son. But eventually that got too hard for me. I couldn't take leaving every time to come back to school, leaving him, you know, especially early in his life. For the first 6 months or so, I was traveling back and forth, you know, holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I was really pleased that, because in wrestling, you don't really get a break. The holiday season is during our competitive season, so you don't really get any breaks. But God allowed for me to travel, granted me favor with my coach to travel back and forth as often as I did, because I wasn't just some team member on the team. I was recruited to start. I didn't just go there just to float. I was recruited to start, and at that point in time, you know, I was well on my way to breaking out of my redshirt season and going into the lineup, which I eventually did by the by the end of December. So that in itself was uncommon for me to just have that availability to travel and go home and see my family. So I thank God for that. But eventually that after my first year, the last time that I came back, I decided that I didn't want to leave my son anymore. I wanted to be involved more directly as well as in the future with my son's life. So I made the decision to come home, and God just, again, opened up many doors for me because I really, in my eyes, in which I think is the truth, I took a really big chance asking my coach for a release. Once I started that process, there's no turning back. So if I wasn't able to secure any type of deal with anybody, then I just would be coming home and not enrolled in any institution. So that was a big gamble that I prayed on, and it worked out in my favor. I was given choices, not just initially. I had talked to one of the local colleges, NC State. That's who I initially decided that I was going to transfer back to because, you know, I knew that I had a strong tie with them. I was on campus a lot. I knew the guys. I thought it would be a nice, easy transition for me. But through, again, the relationship that I had with my high school coach, Randy, he has just been such a blessing to me. He told me not to limit myself just to that school, and, you know, I should be coming back. Obviously, you know, the wrestling down here in North Carolina is completely different from the wrestling in the Midwest. I would be coming back for the education, not the wrestling aspect of it. So, you know, he thought it was in my best interest, and I agreed that I choose a school that, you know, committed itself to true academic excellence. So that's when I got into the conversation with Carolina and Duke. I wasn't really interested in going anywhere else besides, you know, the RTP area. And those schools, you know, they all have wrestling. Duke, obviously, is a private school, so that would be kind of a different way to do things. But so I was granted. I was granted. Yes.
John, let me interrupt you. Courtney has to go. Let me bring her on now so that
right.
She can dance. And then I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Courtney, are you there? Hello?
Praise the Lord. This is not Courtney. This is Charlotte from Texas. How are you?
I'm sorry, Charlotte. I thought you were Courtney. Oh, yes, you do have to go. You have to go to your prayer. But I thank God for you being on, Charlotte. Thank you so much for your support. And say a prayer for me and my family when you get on the call with Evangelist Darlene. Okay?
Let me just interject this really quickly. Early in the call, you were talking about how, first of all, it's our charge to go out and compel the world to come. Because a lot
yes.
of times they don't know how we've overcome all these,
right.
you know, incidences and chaos and, you know, just all kinds of turmoil in our lives. But what I do find out is this. Once we go out into the region and testify of God's goodness, our words bring life, and they bring life because we are a living epistle. We are a testimony.
Yes.
So when we go
yes.
out and we tell the world the things that God has brought us out of, because people will be surprised what I came out of to be
yes.
in the church now, loving on God. But I thank him for that. And now that I'm getting older, I don't have a problem giving my testimony to let
Amen.
Them know that what you've been through, I've been through too. And I think
mm-hmm.
if we come out and not be ashamed of where we've come from so that when we speak, we give God the glory. because we walk around with him inside of us. This is the temple where he resides, if we are of him. So in order for us to compel them to come, they have to know where we came from and how he's brought us through. And I just wanted to say that, because a lot of us, we stay hidden behind the church doors, we stay hidden in our homes, and we don't give our testimonies, and our lives don't exemplify what God has done for us. But we have to come out now, because God is coming back for his bride. And I plan to be dressed. Wait.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to say that. I believe, you know, I love hearing Elder Burns pray, and I'm just blessed to hear your son, who I think was the baby boy.
Yeah.
I've never heard talk with a beautiful voice yet. Loved his testimony as well. So I got to go. I love you guys. Okay. We'll be praying for you, and I'll see you next week.
All righty. Okay. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. Okay.
God bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, John, I'm sorry. That wasn't Courtney, but that was somebody else from Morgan Park. So you came back. You came back. Are you still there, son?
Yeah.
Okay, you came back, and you chose to go to a school in the RTP. And going to school in Nebraska, all we had to do was get you there. We didn't pay any money. You know, God's hand of favor and supply has been on you from day one. Day one. He's just been an awesome God in your life. So go on. Go on.
I got my release. I had to fight for it. My coach initially didn't release me, and I had to go to this thing called the Honor Court to pretty much show just cause of why I went. And I was blessed with getting permission, so I wouldn't have to lose any of my athletic eligibility once I did transfer. So I went on my recruiting trips to Duke State and Carolina, and they all pretty much offered the same package, actually even better than what I got in Nebraska. In Nebraska, I was on scholarship, but not completely full. It was about full scholarship, but it wasn't completely full. But, you know, back here at State and in Carolina, they offered me, you know, I wouldn't have to pay for anything in school. In Duke, you know, it being a private institution, I would get financial aid with that, and it still wouldn't cost anything for me. And I was praying for a decision when I was coming back. I had asked, when I went on my recruiting trip to Nebraska, one of the guys that I roomed with, his name was Jordan Burroughs, who's a Olympic gold medalist in 2012. I asked him how he knew he wanted to go to Nebraska, because I had been struggling with that, where I was going to go to school. And he just said, you know, deep down in his heart, he knew once he came here. And that's kind of how I felt. Well, that's exactly how I felt once I took my trip to Nebraska. So I was expecting that same feeling once I got back home to North Carolina. So I was heavily leaning on Duke. It was obviously the best in my book as far as education goes. You know, the Duke coach would joke around and say, you know, this $40,000 down payment is going to produce a $200,000 degree where you're going to have endless opportunities once you do graduate. So that appealed to me. You know, Duke is not an easy school to get into, but I just thank God for the athletic value that he's given me to make things a whole lot easier. I don't have to go through the regular general admissions like everybody else does. I'm not filtered through. I just was able to go through the process as an athlete and as a child of God and just have favor in that entire process. And so the thing that I eventually chose Carolina because it seemed like a well-rounded decision. You know, upon me coming back to North Carolina, I found out through my research that state schools fund some type of allowance for child care. And once I found that out, I contacted Carolina about it, and they told me the avenue that I would have to go through to do it, but it's definitely doable. And so with that being the best, I guess, wrestling school, it's still a great institution, one of the best public institutions in the country. You know, I chose that. The fact that I would have child care just kind of hit the nail in the coffin for me. So that's the decision that I made, and I was under this program called the Carolina Covenant where they pay for your school entirely, all through grants. It's not loans, so there's no debt once you graduate. And I just thank God for the opportunity. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. It was a complete act of faith, me even coming back. You know, once I had my son, I just did not know how much that I could love someone so much. And I know that that's the kind of love that God has for me and all of his children, where he's willing to do everything for us. Like I said, it was a risk in seeking my release because there's no turning back. Once I get the release or once I attempt to get the release, you know, Nebraska and my relationship with them is pretty much terminated. And if I wasn't able to secure going back to school in North Carolina, then I just would not be in school at all. Because, you know, paying for college was definitely an obstacle. So, you know, I just thank God for the athletic talent that he gave me. I was able to utilize it as a tool in getting where I needed to go. And, you know, it's been good to me. God's been good to me, and, you know, he continues to make a way for me when I don't know what's going to happen, when I don't know where I'm going to eat next or where I'm going to stay next or where I'm going to be in my life. God's just provided direction. You know, it might not always be on my time, but, you know, he's always on time. And I just thank God and will continue to believe and expect the supernatural in my life as it has been, as I have been accustomed to thus far. So, praise God.
Amen. Amen. It is you, the joy that I feel listening to you give that testimony, son, is just overwhelming. I watched God work in your, not only in your life, but in all of my son's lives. And I just thank him. I thank him because he is so good to us, and he has been so good to you. And the thing that really thrills me the most is that you give glory. All of my sons do, but in this particular time, I'm talking to you, and you give glory to God, and you know where your help is coming from. And that's the most thrilling thing to me, that you have given your life to God and serving God. Jonathan has joined a church here, not the church that we go to, but he sought a church that God would have him at. And Pastor Andy has been a blessing to you. Don't you think so, John?
Very much so. I love my church. I enjoy it so much. I enjoy serving. I enjoy the atmosphere, the worship, the praise, the ministry, everything about it. It's just, I love it.
I love it. And John serves on the children ministry. He was with the children. But you worked with the children at LCC also, didn't you?
Yeah. I have more of a, I don't know what to say. I work more at World Overcomers. I'm actually one of the few male, actually, I think I'm the only male teacher for the little kids, you know, pre-K. All the three, four, five-year-olds, and two-year-olds, that's who I primarily, well, that's who I've been working with thus far. And they don't have any males working for those age groups. Everybody wants to do the older kids because in the kid zone where, you know, you have kindergarten and up, they have different activities that you do. They have, it's a bigger room. They have more activities for the kids to do. Obviously, they're more adept at doing. But, you know, I like, since my son is, you know, he's only 3 years old, I love him so much. And he's, I just love that age. I love that age where, you know, all the kids just look up to you and they think you're the coolest thing in the world. And they really do, you know, try to do as you are. You know, if you, and while I'm in the back and we're in praise and worship, and, you know, the kids, they kind of just all look around at each other like, what do I do? And they look to me, and they see me, you know, making a fool out of myself, dancing and praising and shouting and screaming, and they follow me. And that's just, I love that. I love that aspect of God just giving me that that ability to motivate these kids to give him the glory. And, you know, they're 2-3 years old. They don't really know what they're doing, but, you know, their actions are not going unnoticed. And I just, that whole process of them just getting it, you know, when we go over Bible stories and, you know, we're talking about God's love or his the Holy Spirit or his healing power, you know, as they're able to just digest it and get it, it's awesome.
Amen. And my son, my grandson, Jonathan, who is his daddy over all boy, loves just being active and very much a boy, very much a boy. He's just so precious, and he has stolen my heart. Yes, soul in my heart. Well, I thank God for your testimony, John. We still have a few more minutes. Let me see if Courtney is going to call in. But I do have another caller on the line, and I think it's Sister Adrienne, and I'm sure she wants to say something to you, John. So I'm going to bring her on right now. Sister Adrienne, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here in the glory. I am here, and I'm just so happy that I decided to get on up this morning. Got a big day this morning, and just here, Jonathan, I tell you, I'm so congratulations, and I'm just so proud, and just hearing him speak and talk about what God has done in his life, I'm just sitting here, Lord, you know, it's amazing, my mind went back to these kids. You know, I have Nino, when he began to talk about those little kids, I remember when we met you all, you know, all of my grandchildren was little, and I'm young, and, you know, Kevin Ellie had a crush on John, and, you know, just hearing him talk. Hearing him talk, you know, and going to Atlanta International Worship Center and Elder Burns being those girls' teachers, and hearing him saying he's doing that now with the kids in church is just awesome. I tell you, God truly has favored him, and that's what God does for all of his children. He favors us. He favors us, and, you know, favor is better than money. Hey, favor is better than fame. favor is better than anything you can imagine, especially when you love the Lord. So I'm just listening to him, and I'm so proud of him. And I tell you, even today is Kevin L's son's first birthday. And, oh, he's such a doll. I tell you, he's a doll. I could wring her neck sometime. But when I think about the little baby, you know, those babies capture your heart. And just hearing him saying that, you know, Nino is, he'll be 16 years old. And March, and, you know, he done grown, and John see him, he'll say, is that Nino? You know, he's looking like Chris Paul or somebody, you know what I mean? So, John, I just want to tell you congratulations. I've heard of some of your, you know, turmoil, I'll say, and, you know, the highs and lows and the baby and everything, and we keep in touch, Billy and I. We don't talk every day, but we keep each other posted, and I'm just so very proud and just thank God for what he's doing with in your mom and dad's life. And I know, you know, this has been well, you know, parents do what they have to do, and they're always so very proud when they see their children doing the things that they dreamed of. And you have been that child, she love all of you all. You know, but that baby that youngest one is just glued to you. And it is what it is. But I'm so very proud of you. I tell you, I just went to bed about 2:00 this morning, and, you know, getting ready to go to a prayer conference this morning, and then I got to run from there, be at Carrie L's baby party before they, you know, I call my mom. She doesn't make it to my baby body and all this little crazy stuff. So I know about this baby and this, and then, you know, with this drama, with, you know, when you're not married or what have you, it does create some other challenges. But you have weathered the storm, and, you know, your baby's 2 years old. I've seen the pictures of it. But I'm just looking forward to one day when we can just come and meet you all, and you all see all these pearls again. You know, they're women now. Danielle has he'll be 2 years old next weekend. So birthday is on top of birthday this month. And, you know, it's just something, as you can just watch these kids, and especially when you love the Lord, just to hear John just talk about what he's doing at his church and what he's doing for these children. That right there is a joy in itself. You know, his mom don't have to twist his arm to make him, you know, be involved. You know, some of our kids take some other avenues, you know, and especially when they get reach that magical age. You know, Raelle would be 18. She's graduating. So I just thank the Lord for what he's done in my life. And I'm looking, if the Lord just allowed me and graced me to see Nino get through, Lord have mercy, and I could just live without all of this other stuff, I'll say praise the Lord. So God bless you all. We thank you, Billy. I've been posting your poster, so I've been doing a little advertising for you with this segment. So we thank God for you and continue to do the wonderful work you're doing. I did have Bishop Patterson on my broadcast last week, so some of your people are filtering over to a time of reflection, okay? So God bless you all. We love you.
God bless
okay,
you.
Okay, God bless you. We love you. Sister Adrienne is the host of New Destiny Ministries, and she has a broadcast on this same line, 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is 4 o'clock our time and 3 o'clock Central time for those of you that it's a 3-hour difference. But she has a ministry where she highlights ministers, and just a blessing to hear, you know, the different expounding messages that God has given to different ministers on her broadcast. And she had last week one of the ministers, a bishop actually, that came on they overcame to give his testimony about falling and how the Lord miraculously healed him, and how the even when he went to the doctor, they did not they said that he wouldn't walk until February, but he walked into the office, I think he said, in November or October or something like that, anyway, and how they were astounded and he was able to give testimony. And that's what I'm talking about, getting out and letting the world know, not separating ourselves so that the world guesses what's happening with us. We can't be so afraid that we can't go out and say, you know, look what the Lord has done, or, you know, we don't have to go out and I bless God for this and praise the Lord. People will look at your lives and they will say, because of what is happening in your life, where you're going through the same thing as Charlotte was saying, you're going through, or you've gone through the same thing that I've gone through, and why haven't you lost your mind? I'm drinking, I'm getting high, I'm trying to do anything that I can do to medicate myself, you know, from the tragedy or the disaster or the things that I can't handle in my life. But look at you, you're still smiling, you're still happy. You know, I see you're down a little because we do get down sometimes, but then when we think about God and we think about what God has brought us from, and we think about the good things that he's done for us. Oh, my child wants to go to college, but there's no way for us to go to college. And he's different. He doesn't have a sport to be, you know, to lean on. But don't you know that God, just like John was saying about how he loved his son so much, that's how God loves us. And as Evangelist Bernard was saying, favor is far more than any money can take you. When you have the favor of God on your life, God can open doors for you. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. He draws us with love. He draws us with his kindness. He draws us so that we can see and that men can see, because God wants us all to be in heaven with us, with him. He doesn't want any of us to be lost. He doesn't want us to be, you know, the devil to have success over our lives. And so that's why he gives us our testimony. And you're not going to get a testimony without a test. You're not going to, just like John was saying, how he wanted to come back home. And it was just awesome the way that God gave our son favor. The coach in Duke University, we live here. Usually they bring the people in and they, you know, take them out to eat, and they, you know, they have a weekend of doing things, you know, to persuade the parents and the students to want to go to their school. And he treated us like we were from out of town. And he took us out to eat. I think he took us to eat two times and showed us the school grounds are just beautiful. But I thank God that my son, well, that's where we wanted him to go, but I thank God that our son has always been a leader. He's always been someone that I believe that God has always talked to and given him direction. He may not have known that it was direction from God, but even to research about the child care. He has been an awesome dad. He has been an awesome student, and he has been an awesome
Son, and we give all the glory and the praise to God, because it's because of God. It's because of the things that are drawing us in to be saved. Even though my legacy is preachers and teachers and pastors, that's the legacy of my family. And then my husband's family, the same thing. He has a legacy of pastors and preachers. And so, you know, God is just, he's just awesome. And if we yield ourselves to his plan, it doesn't always work out the way that we think it should work out. But the Bible says that the plans of men will fail. And I know I'm not saying it the way that the Bible says it, but the plans of men will go away. But the plans of God are eternal. And if we can just trust in God, and if we can just believe in him, and he will direct us and he will help us to do the things that he wants us to do. So I praise God for this segment of They Overcame. Thank you, Son, for giving that testimony. I had planned for Miss Black Illinois to be on, but I don't know what happened. But anyway, God provided. I don't say a ram in the bush because they slaughtered the ram, so I don't say a ram in the bush, but I thank God that my son called me on yesterday and even called me this morning to remind me, because I didn't give him the telephone number to call me in. But I thank you, son, for standing in and for giving your awesome testimony. And I'm going to let my husband say something. Are you there, honey? Honey, I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Now.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I just thank God for the opportunity to even hear my son share his testimony. It really just blessed my heart to know that, I don't know, there's just something special about your own children. As you see them grow into adulthood and in such an amazing way. We just thank God for all that has transpired, because, of course, we were a part of that testimony, because it's pressure on parents as far as their children going to school, because most of the financial part of that typically falls on the parents in some way. But this has been just such a blessing how that it has virtually cost us little to nothing for John to get such an excellent education, even starting with high school. And I'll tell you, that tuition at his high school was about $12,000 a year. And God just made a way that we didn't have to pay that. And then throughout college, we've put out very, very little. And I don't believe John is really coming out heavily debt-ridden like so many other students are, you know, basically graduating with a mortgage. And we just thank God for that. And we know that all that he has done for others, we by faith know that he will do it for us, and we declare and decree that for anyone else, he'll do the same thing for you. Trust in God, hope in God, look to God. There's no other way. He is our source. He is our strength. I love him. I adore him. I praise him, and I just present to you Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God, our Father, who just supplies every one of our needs according to his riches, according to his riches, according to his riches. And we're talking about the God who created everything. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. The earth was created by him, and everything that's in the earth belongs to him. According to his riches, he'll supply your every need. And I just pray that every listener will take that away, that there is just no answer that he cannot give you, that he is not already just taken care of. It's just a matter of now us asking him and then walking in the manifestation of the answer that has been declared for us already. Because God knows where you were going. He knew where you were going to be when you encountered that problem. He was expecting you. He's expecting your call. So go on and make that call in the name of Jesus, and then walk in the victory that he has provided for you. And those are just my words for today. I'm just inspired to just go on and just continue to trust God. And my prayer is that you will do the same thing.
Amen, amen. I'm so elated that we were able to have our son on today. And I just want to pray. Honey, are you still there? I just want us to pray for you made that declaration, but let's just touch and agree that those that need money for school, that favor will follow them, that they will be blessed, that they will have doors open that no man can shut, and that they will be able to obtain the education. Because we live in a time now where, yes, we need favor, but that piece of paper really helps out also. You know, so can we touch and agree with that, honey?
Certainly, and I'm sorry I didn't hear the very beginning of what you were saying. I was adjusting my phone. But, yeah, I certainly want us all, everyone in the listening audience, to touch and agree with all of us that everyone whose voice this will touch, and then in turn the lives of those people who they will touch, and that this will just be a widespread, nationwide, worldwide blessing, because when we just don't know how many lives that we touch, even when we say thank you and you're welcome at the grocery store or at Walmart or wherever we go, everywhere we're touching lives. So we're going to start here just praising and thanking God, and just expecting that favor will be the order of the day for all of his people. And Father, in Jesus' name, we just love you. We thank you. We thank you that you are our Father. You are, as we call our earthly fathers, Dad and Daddy and Papa, we have that same relationship with you. So we say, Daddy, we just love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being what you are. Thank you for making us your sons and daughters. There are millions, there are millions who don't even know you. There are millions that have rejected you. But you helped us, you made us to hear you, to receive you, and to be a part of your kingdom. That isn't because of our goodness. That's just because of your faithfulness and your favor. Now, Lord, let that favor follow us everywhere that we go, and give us a mind, Holy Spirit, always be aware that we are the favored ones of God, and that whenever we encounter whatever the situation is, whether it's jobs, whether it's education, whether it's opportunities, whether it's trouble, whether it's legal problems, whether it's any desire of our heart and any need in our home and in our family, that we will invoke the favor that you have granted us. You have given us favor. We were made in your image. And then you gave us the earthly example of your son, Jesus, who you said grew in favor with God and men. So we, as children of God, just like our Savior Jesus, are given favor with God and man. And teach us, Holy Spirit, how to just walk in that favor. We know we have it because you showed it to us in the scripture. Now, Holy Spirit, every day as we pray, remind us that we are your favorite, and then let us walk in that favor to begin to receive all the multitudinous blessings that you have for us, whether it's bills paid off, mortgages paid off, credit cleaned up, our just receiving automobiles that we need, and education opportunities for our children and for ourselves, and that job that seems so elusive to everyone. But Lord, we thank you for favor, and we repent that we have not used the favor as we could. You showed it with how Abraham just began to do the things that would manifest his favor. And all of your those in the Bible that did the things to manifest favor, we need to start doing that. And Lord, we just thank you that we have the knowledge now that we walk in that favor. And now, Holy Spirit, again, teach us, invoke us, entreat us to just begin to exercise the favor so that even today we will go out and exercise it, do something that will demonstrate that we do have favor and that we will be strengthened to go and to do exploits, because you said in your word that if we know you, and we know you, we just need to know you better. And when we really know you, when we really know our God, the Bible said, those that know their God shall do exploits. We are looking forward, Lord God, even on next Saturday, to hear testimonies of the exploits that were done on this week by someone under the sound of this voice. In the name of Jesus, bless this broadcast, bless the host, bless the overall host, Sister Adrian. In the name of Jesus, her and her family, Lord God, you see everything that she goes through, everything that she does. She's a person that puts herself out for your kingdom. Now, Lord God, let rewards just be piled upon her in the name of Jesus, and even encourage her to just look for that favor and to open up the doors. Sometimes the door might be closed. So we know that sometimes you swing it open for us. Sometimes we need to grab the handle and just pull it open or push it in and go and get what you have for us. Let us do those things even on today and throughout the week, and let there be testimonies next Saturday that will tell of your goodness, tell of your favor. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, honey, for that prayer. So awesome, so powerful. As we were in prayer, in worship, we've been on the Daniel fast at our church, and we have a worship service on Friday, Friday night, and it just felt such a blessing. And the pastor was saying how, Pastor Chris, how we have to go out and tell people about Jesus. That's why we're here. We're here to brag on our Father. We're here to, as my husband used the word, invoke, as Sister Charlotte said, compel people to come in. Look what my daddy did. Look what my father, how much he loved me. He carried me through this. And that when the Lord gave me this broadcast, the name of the broadcast, it just electrified me, because I said, Lord, I remember back home in Chicago, we had testimony service, and it would be just so, it was like heaven on earth. It was like heaven on earth to hear what God was doing in so many lives, and to see the excitement that people were showing, and to hear how God was healing, and how God was delivering, and how God was saving, and how God was lifting up out of dark places people that were depressed. And, you know, even heard a testimony how when one brother got saved, this is Pastor Michael Hudson, pastor now, Michael Hudson, and how when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, how he was walking down the street and a dog started to attack him, and he stopped the dog in the name of Jesus. The dog didn't attack him. The dog just stood there, and that is so encouraging. You know, that is so encouraging to hear that we have a live God. We don't have something that was made by our hands. Hallelujah. We have a God that lives in us, and because he lives, we can live. So I praise God for the broadcast. I thank God for my son coming on, our son coming on, and I just tell somebody to tune in. Our number is 858-683-1334. Again, the call-in number is 858-683-1334. And even though when I look on the archives and I see that people have been listening, that they don't call in and give your testimony. Somebody needs to overcome with your testimony. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to be encouraged with your testimony. And you just call in and give us your testimony, and we will rejoice with you and encourage someone else. So we say, until next week, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. God bless you, and see you next week.